This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to Dig on America, where we speak truth to power. Every week, we give you the dig on how American history, policies, and media created the social and political issues we face today. DOA is independent media supported by listeners, but they'll tell you we're just fake news, deep state propaganda, funded by George Soros, the Clinton Foundation, BLM Marxists, and...
Well, I'm going to start off with Ronald McDonald, known for it.
Turning Point USA.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dig on America. My name is Jason Dutch.
Your name is Jason Dutch?
No, my name is Jason Dutch.
Yes, we have our Jason Dutch stand-in, the understudy for Jason Dutch. Tim Bristol is with us. I'm Mikey Famine, joined always with Big Haas. Big Haas, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, you know, what's going on? How y'all doing?
We are joined by a very special guest. Tammy Wilson is with us. Hello, Tammy.
Hi.
And let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Tammy, who is you and how can people support you?
Hi, I'm Tammy Wilson. I'm running for U.S. Congress for Ohio District 4. I'm running for office. I come from a very patriotic family. And I am a biracial entrepreneur, single mom. So I really cover, I'm like Obama. So I have every hue, every hint, every nationality in my friends and family network. And I have, you know, rural family members that live in trailers in Appalachia, Ohio. I have, you know, my black family members that live in urban Columbus, Ohio, like five doors down from the KKK headquarters. And, you know, I've got doctors that live in Dublin. So I really cover the spectrum. I really feel like I'm really in touch with the needs of all Ohioans. So that's why I feel like I'm the best candidate for office, that I can represent all Ohioans, not just a small majority.
I like that. I like that. And before we go any further, Big Haas, before we went live,
yes,
you told me you almost cut your whole adult finger off.
I did.
With a cigar cutter.
Yes.
So...
So I have, through Black Box Cigar Club, a double cutter. So it's oblong.
Is it over there?
No, it's not. It's upstairs.
That's what kids are for.
It's in the car, actually. But it's shaped like this, but longer.
Rocco, go get that shit.
Rocco is with Mimi. He's not here.
No, oh, okay.
But it's shaped like this, but long. But you see this guillotine right here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So imagine that this is longer and there's a V cutter next to it.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay.
So some for the circle, it, the straight cut and the V cut.
This opens and the V opens, cutter opens here. So my dumb ass put my finger in here to cut the V and I went to close it and I could feel the blade on my finger. If you ever cut a cigar before, it's like, it's quick. You know what I mean? And I went to, just before I really like got into it, I felt the blade close on my finger. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong spot. I thought I had my finger in the,
open loop.
The handle hole.
Yeah.
Not this hole. Because I wasn't used to the longer cutter.
He was over there like, oh, this one's got double grip holes.
And it was like a little print. There was a little print right there on my finger. Like,
little mark of ash. Baby. Just a little ashy mark right on the finger.
And
right
my wife
there.
Would have been like, yeah, you're not smoking cigars anymore. Because baby. I can still smoke. I can still smoke.
Nah, you would have lost all cigar privileges, rights, and liabilities. Yeah. She would have been like, and you're done. I hope
she'd've
you enjoyed it.
She would have got it.
But before we go any further, it's time for ba-ba-ba-bum. Oh, I lost it. Where'd it go? There it is. Four down territory. So before we ask you any policy questions, anything about your campaign, We have four very important questions that we're going to ask you first, and this is going to make or break your campaign. This is what it is. Do we have any volunteers?
Ooh, I think I'll go first.
Hit him up, Tim.
Who would win in a fight, Vladimir Putin or Elon Musk?
Oh, really? You're gonna make me say it. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, Tim, it's supposed to be about her. It's supposed to be about her.
Oh, okay. All right. It's supposed to be about her.
I got you. As a kid, what was your favorite thing to play with on the playground?
Playground?
Were you a swings person? The monkey bars, merry-go-round.
I like the merry-go-round.
Oh, see, I don't trust her, guys. I don't like the merry-go-round.
I got a good merry-go-round? One.
It would make you sick. They spin it at 3,000 RPM.
All right. Real question. First, let me preface this by asking, are you lactose intolerant?
No.
Okay. Favorite grilled cheese topping?
Grilled cheese topping?
Yeah. Like, what do you like in your grilled cheese? You just like plain grilled cheese? You like tomatoes, bacon?
I'm traditional. Just grilled cheese. Just cheese.
All right, that's fine. That's cool.
Tim, that was a loaded question. Tim has a food truck.
I have a grilled cheese food truck, so.
Well, do you have like scrambled eggs and bacon?
Sometimes I do, yeah. All right.
A breakfast grilled cheese.
Yeah, I make breakfast, yeah.
People do like the breakfast grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. First thing in the morning? Yeah. Cut in half with some wax paper around it?
Yeah.
It's like an egg McMuffin.
But better.
Yeah.
But good.
But good.
All right, Big House.
What's your dream car?
Ooh. My dream car? Oh. Probably a Lambo.
Which one?
Oh, you can't say Lambo. You got to tell us which Lambo.
Oh, my God. Really?
The yellow one?
Are you a Huracan lady? Are you a Countach? Are you a Murcielago?
Ooh, Murcielago.
Are those Star Trek questions?
No. Those are different types of Lamborghinis.
Oh.
Gallardo.
It's not Klingon. It's Italian. I'm trying to find like a list of Lamborghinis.
You're not sure?
Now. I don't know.
Okay.
The two-door one is like $400,000, and I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, at the very least, what color would you want it to be?
Wow. That's a really good question. Maybe red or...
We're giving you the check right now to go to the dealership and go pick it up, but you got to tell us the color in like the next 10 seconds. And you're going to be stuck with it.
Black.
You can't trade it in.
I'm black.
There you go.
I like it. Dangerous and elegant all at once.
Yeah.
Black it out.
I'm getting a pink one.
Because
I'm ridiculous.
I thought about lavender, but I don't know if they make lavender.
They'll do $400,000. They make whatever you want.
Think of. Oh, what? You just bring in. Oh, this egg carton looks really great. Yes, that will be your interior. We'll be right with you with that. Give us 30 seconds.
I'm telling you. It'll take a few months to build, but. You know, they right. build every Lamborghini by hand.
Yeah.
Every part by hand. So.
Yeah.
You know. Do we need to ask another one? Is there a bonus question? Because we only had three.
You want
to
do the bonus?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll do the bonus.
Hit her with the bonus.
I hit you with the bonus.
Oh, shit. Bonus.
All right. Mm-hmm. So. Are Team Baker Mayfield or no? Since you're in Ohio. Team Baker Mayfield or no?
Those are boxing questions, right?
Football.
Yeah, Tammy, I'm with Tammy.
No, let's go back. Let's go back. Favorite musician from Ohio?
From Ohio?
Yeah.
I don't know musicians like that.
musicians from Ohio? What about actors or actresses?
Okay, favorite actor from Ohio, not named Dave Chappelle.
Halle Berry.
She's from Ohio?
Yeah, she's from Ohio. There's a lot of people from Ohio.
Wait a minute. Why wasn't I informed about this?
I didn't know Halle Berry from Ohio.
She's another biracial girl, as I like her.
Yeah.
Celebrities from Ohio.
We got to fact check it.
I got to know.
There's eight presidents from Ohio.
LeBron James is from Ohio. Well, I don't know if he has. Team LeBron.
Team Michael, but he retired.
So. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, from Ohio.
Oh,
is she really? She follows me on Instagram.
No way. That's very cool.
Wow.
She likes my posts and everything.
Just put that on your campaign thing. Just put one of your posts and then her heart underneath it. Done. Only post what you need. Bart Simpson approves. Macho Man was from Ohio. Simone Biles. Steph Curry. Kid Cudi.
Steph Curry's from Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Austin Pendleton. William H. Taft, the former president. Macy Gray, Haas's favorite. Ben Roethlisberger, also his favorite. Charles Manson, no, Tim's favorite.
Mr. Reach for Your Pants is not one of my favorites, sorry.
Jake Paul, your other favorite, Haas.
Oh my God. See, this is the problem with Ohio. There's a lot of douchebags.
Dude!
John Glenn and Neil Armstrong are from Ohio.
Really?
John Glenn.
Okay, that's a couple of points back right there.
John Glenn.
And then to make it all even, Ted Turner is from Ohio.
Ooh.
Ted Turner's colorized classics.
I watch Turner Classics.
I love me some Turner Classic movies, though.
Camera makes me look funny. I don't know what's going on.
Is it bothering you?
It's like my mouth looks crooked.
It's the mirror thing. It's because it's actually representing what you're looking like, and then it's not what you're used to. It's weird. It's streaming.
It's like this side of my mouth is doing something strange.
Well, we don't see it.
Yeah.
I do.
You know what? Yeah. I feel the same way with my glasses. I'm always like, they're fucking crooked. Like,
yes, yes. My hat's always crooked. My glasses are always crooked. My mouth is always like, eh. Like, yeah. I'm off to the side. But that's normal, I guess. Or I'm just crooked. I could be crooked. I could be. But we're not here to talk about our crooked glasses. Tim, we're here to hear about Tammy's campaign. Dang it. Tammy, which district?
Yes, help me beat Jim Jordan. You guys know who that is?
Oh, yeah, get him out of there.
Get him out of there. Yeah,
what?
I'm coming to vote for you right now.
Please do.
What district are you in?
In the primary.
What district are you in? And like, where is that area? Because everyone says, oh, I'm in the 48th district of Alaska. It's like, I don't know where that is. So, like, yeah. Where's your district and, like, what cities is that?
Oh, my God, that's good.
District 4, it includes Lima, Delaware, Mansfield, which I just found out yesterday. Michael Jordan goes up to Mansfield for racing all the time. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, his team is over there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, NASCAR racing?
Mm-hmm. He's got a team. There's a lot of ex-players that have teams now.
Isn't Bubba on his team now? Michael Jordan mm-hmm. racing?
I don't know. I don't know if Bubba's got his own. I think I don't know if Bubba's got his own thing. But look here. Let's see. It is. This is a very naturally shaped district.
Huh?
This is a very naturally shaped district. It's not redlined at all.
Yeah.
That's the old map. That's not the new one.
This is not
really. This is gerrymandered to fuck.
Literally, like, just approved it, like, a week or two ago. And we have primaries May 3rd, the day after my birthday. So it's really fair here.
Oh, that finally turning.
District Commission, they came up with that.
Finally turning 25 so you can run. That's good. That's good.
I like you.
Let me try to find
You're
the
good name. Man.
Hey, in Connecticut, we don't even have our districts done yet. It got tossed to our Supreme Court, and they said that they're not going to do it. So
ours picked ours back too, but I guess they approved this congressional map, which I don't know why. It's still like 66% Republican. Ohio is really 54 Republican, 45 Democrat. It's not that far off. Their first map they came out with was 76 Republican and 23 Democrat. And we're like, no. So,
try again.
Ohio can be a swing state if the right election happens. Like, they're not that far off.
The problem is they keep gerrymandering all the maps, so we can't get, you know, fair legislation even in our state legislation. Yeah. It's just terrible. It is just terrible. They just passed a no permit law too. So you don't have to get any training to carry a gun. You don't need a permit or anything.
Oof. My question is it more recent than 2019? I found a map from 2019.
No. Type in a congressional map March 2022.
Oh, that is super recent.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's horrible.
Some of the states are really lagging behind.
Oh, yeah. They had all last year. Yes. Well, I think they had all 4 years, but they had all last year to get the map business figured out, and they presented their first one in October, and it was kicked back, and then they redid it again. So this is like their third time, and it's still horrible.
They've had since, I believe it was June 2021 was when the census released their data so that they could make the map. So they've had quite a while.
So let's see here. Is this it? It said it opened. Oh, there we go. Well, this doesn't have any of the cities on it. Okay.
Well, at least you can see what shape it is.
Yeah.
Is it dragon shape?
It says, I think.
Okay, there's another one. It's hot pink. I'll show you.
I'm trying to find the map and I can't find it. Too many maps.
I know. There are too many maps.
Get rid of the map. We should just give it to the maps. And let people vote their conscience.
Oh, here. I think I found it. Ah, ha, ha. In everyone's face who doubted me.
There we go. There it is. And, oh, by the way, they just added
with champagne in it.
Yep. The light blue guy here. For all of you audio listeners, it's the light blue one.
Yeah, champagne is...
You got half of Shelby. What the fuck? What's up?
The Proud Boys. That's where the insurrectionists came from.
Oh, Shelby? And champagne.
Well, from champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay, so Ashland, they just added that one like in February.
Which one? Right here, Ashland, next to Wayne.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
These look very, there must be a lot of lakes and rivers that are why people have like made their towns this way.
Farmland.
These straight lines. The straight rivers of Ohio. Everyone talks about it. It is important. So policy time. Boys, do you have any questions? Because y'all already know what I'm gonna ask, so I'll let y'all go first.
Well, you know, I'm not certain about Ohio, but what is the current marijuana policy? It's not legal. Yeah.
Nope. And then yesterday the GOP here, they just passed legislation. Oh, shoot, I'm having a brain fart. On it. But it was something that would really make it more difficult to legalize it. I can't remember what it was. I'm sorry.
Standard.
Yeah. Which is really surprising. I mean, you know, even Republican John Boehner, you know, he's a grower now. So he's making bank off of marijuana. So
yeah, he is. He's on like
a grower.
He's on like the board of some company too.
Yeah, he owns it. Doesn't he own it?
I think he does own a majority share, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
All right. Yeah. Well, my question is going to be, what is your stance on campaign finance reform?
Oh, yes. They need to do that. Are you kidding? Yeah. Jim Jordan has raised $8 million. And damn. I don't think any of it came from his own damn district. And he rejected them refusing money from foreign countries. So it's like.
He wants to receive money from foreign countries, too?
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where his money's coming from.
His money comes from PACs. Ooh, well, we're going to talk about that later. And banks. And the plastic industry. And the healthcare industry.
You like that, Jim Jordan?
Yeah. On Open Secrets.
Why do I know his name so well?
He's the guy who
screaming his head off.
Get him the fuck out of here.
And he never wears a coat. He always has that
shirt. I meant to wear my blue shirt and put my sleeves up glasses down.
Jim Jordan is
the guy that turned
a blind eye to all the sexual assault going on.
Is that a Sandusky?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this guy.
That's the thing. Here he is.
Dick face. Yeah, yeah.
That dude.
He's literally the worst.
He is the worst.
I just don't understand. How do they allow him? Him and Matt Gaetz, these guys are embroiled in these scandals that are involving little boys and young underage women, and they still go to the Capitol or go to Congress or whatever and speak like nothing has happened.
Yeah,
it's like, so like crazy. Nothing. I posted on Facebook. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should forget the fact that he did not stop those kids from being sexually abused. Right. And this woman piped up, she responded to my post, and she goes, I love Jim Jordan. And I'm like, you do? I said, it doesn't bother you that he didn't stop kids from being sexually abused? And she goes, no, it doesn't have anything to do with his office. And I'm like, oh, yes, it does. And I'm just like, oh, my
God.
He's a father of four. So are you telling me he would be okay if someone did that to his kid? I mean, it's just...
He would have Will Smithed him in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You got a fresh Prince Express coming right at you.
It's terrible. I don't understand how people can excuse that. I don't let them forget it. So I want people to feel guilty for voting for him. That's my strategy.
They should.
You should. But here's the thing that it seems that the GOP and their hardcore constituency have zero shame.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as shame. There's no such thing. I'm not stepping down. Hey, yeah, I know you got the Venmo receipts of me transporting these little young girls around and stuff and paying them. But I'm going to stay here. You know?
I know, but then
I know you got these receipts of me turning my back and allowing the sexual abuse to go on.
Mountains at this university, of evidence.
But I want to keep. I'm not stepping down. You know, hey, I didn't pay that porn star. Or maybe I did. Oh yeah, and if I did, so what?
Right. It goes from I never did any of this.
Yeah.
To, yeah, I did it.
What's it to you? And I do it again, damn it.
I do it twice on Sundays. It's like, I thought you just said that.
Gave that woman the best 37 seconds she's ever had.
Stop.
Stop.
She'll probably never forget it.
Her response, it was something.
Something happened. Something happened.
It was like a yellow light.
What all right, let me just go ahead and get it out of the way here. So I have this little thing that I'm trying to get done. And I always ask all of our candidates that go that come on the show. I just have one little side project. I just want to know, is your campaign going to help me tax the church?
Oh, that's interesting. I've not had that question before. Wow. I have to think about that. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I know they do a lot. This is the thing. We need to tax corporations. I mean, Amazon, they made $33 million an hour during COVID, and they don't pay any taxes. They're not helping the community. At least churches help the community here and abroad. So, I mean, my first agenda would be to tax corporations because, I mean, we could fund everything just from taxing Amazon alone, you know, right. So... that would be my primary, agenda is to tax corporations. You know, my platform, you know, I told you I have friends and family members of all races. Tomorrow we're doing the Ohio Day of Empathy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Van Jones's Day of Empathy, but it's all about, criminal justice reform. We kind of modified it a little bit here in Ohio. We're including the fact in talking about the interconnectedness of challenges that minorities face, yeah. From poverty, crime and violence, domestic violence, abuse, and, you know, hunger, all of those things. And to really make transformation, we have to address the core issue. And so, you know, you have these families, you know, you guys, I'm sure you know, prisons are mostly full of black men and those prisons are full of foster kids. So what does that tell you? You know, I'm sure you're aware of the school to prison pipeline, right? Mm-hmm. So right. We really have to address and to help keep the families whole, stop these, unjust arrests and killings. You know, police brutality is another thing. I went through the, Delaware Citizens Police Academy because I wanted to learn what was going on because George Floyd's death just, oh man, it just really shook me to my core. You know, that could have been my dad, my brother, my uncle, my cousin, my nephews. And, it was just so upsetting to me. So I went through the Citizens Police Academy to find out, you know, how things work in Ohio because I wanted to have an informed, you know, educated thought process about everything, you know, that goes into that. And so I've learned a lot. So I'm actually writing a police reform bill right now myself. I don't think they're going to pass the George Floyd bill. They're asking for too much, quite frankly. But there are things that we can do that we can make change. And part of that is the training. It's the vetting. It's, you know, police officers. If they were to kill someone, there's a guy here in Columbus. He was killed by police. He was carrying a Subway sandwich into his house, and the cop shot him 5 times in the back. That cop had killed 2 other black people before him.
No pattern.
No. And so this is the thing. But if they track the civilian complaints, if they track the internal write-ups, if there's a pattern of behavior that takes place before they get to this point, you know what I mean? And those are the things that we need to take into account and to pay attention to. When those guys do things like that, all they do is leave this department and go work
at another one.
Department.
Just like Tamir exactly. Rice. Just like, yeah. That was in Ohio, too.
Their police chief, they're not allowed to do a background check on them. So, I mean, what job
that's
do
crazy.
You go to? It is. That's what I'm saying. But people don't know any of this stuff. So, you know, that's another reason why I'm running is to educate the public of all the things that, you know, people are just too busy living their lives. I'm working on a documentary right now about police brutality in Ohio. We've lost 1,000 deaths in the past 10 years to police brutality. And it's just, it's really sad.
Because nothing makes me feel safer than the fact that I need a background check when I go to buy a fucking cell phone. Because I got to run my credit and I got to make sure all this stuff. But a homie is out here with a whole ass squad car. And no one knows what he was doing before he got there.
They're called gypsy cops, the cops that go from department to department without having the background checks. It's a common thing in police departments.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. That's why I am writing a bill to require, you know, the background checks, get better vetting, to track their behavior. And, you know, there's a whole list. But I think it's really important that we just do common sense. I am all about common sense solutions. So going back to the day of empathy tomorrow, you know, I am presenting the idea that we need to have a life center in these impoverished neighborhoods to teach people that are less fortunate healthy life skills, conflict resolution, financial literacy, healthy communication, emotional intelligence, just the basic life skills everyone needs in order to actually succeed in life. But if we were to teach and equip people with those things, we can bring transformational change in these neighborhoods, which will then decrease crime and abuse and, you know, everything else. So.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So I'm on your website, and I'm going to drop that in the chat so people can go really check you out. We had a couple of things in the chat here. Air Ninja, you've been warned. And then we have this jerkwad, W. Jason Mamert.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. He's eating a big bowl of probably lard. Oh my God, an honest candidate who doesn't know and needs to think about it. Def not Jim Jordan. Jim is actually spelled J-I-M, Mr. Mummer. So that's Dutch. That's Dutch, by the way.
He's known for the whole wrestling scandal. So.
Oh, that's why they're calling him Jim Jordan? Mm-hmm. Oh, a little inside baseball. And also in the chat, I didn't see it, so I'm sorry, Marissa. But here we go. Marissa wants to know, who is your favorite female superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, you can't. Why Wonder Woman out of all of the young ladies to choose from?
She has a badass outfit. I mean, who doesn't love that outfit?
Sorry, okay. Catwoman. I guess she's not a hero. I guess she's like one of those.
Isn't she a villain?
Depends on the comic book.
She's bad sometimes, but then she's
not a villain. She's like a, what do they call her? Anti-hero.
Yeah.
She's independent.
Yeah. She's like by choice. You know.
She's chaotic neutral.
Yes.
She does stuff out of necessity that could be considered illegal, but she doesn't revel in it like, say, Harley Quinn.
Crazy. So I see number 3 point on your 5 point plan was fair voting in elections. Can you talk on that for a little bit?
I live in gerrymandered Ohio.
I'll get the map.
I mean, like I said earlier, Ohio is really 54% Republican and 45% Democrat, but our maps do not reflect that. Ohioans have voted on this issue over and over, and you know, our Republican legislators, they don't care. You know, they have their own agenda. It's really terrible. I wish Biden or, you know, Congress would pass the fair voting. They've got to do something from a federal level. They cannot leave it up to the states.
Go into that. What do you mean by the Fair Voting Act?
They need to pass the fair voting. I mean, they need to take action from the federal level, because you have all of these states that, like our state, it's been gerrymandered. So our legislation is full of Republicans, and it's not even reflective of Ohio citizens. So we can't even get the change that we need, because we have, you know, they're trying to pass the House Bill 99, which would give teachers guns in schools. Can you imagine a teacher coming at you and shooting you with a gun? Good Lord.
I can tell you right now, I'm very grateful that none of my teachers had guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? I was a piece. I was a whole asshole back then, so I couldn't imagine them dealing with me for 4 semesters. Of like, if a teacher teaches like several subjects or whatever, like I had the same teacher for like 4 semesters. If they had a gun, I wouldn't have made it to 3. I would have squeaked through 1 and 2, but 3, I would have lost it. Would have put one right in my tummy.
I was bad. The no permit. The permitless carry. I mean, cops didn't even want that, but the our GOP legislation, they passed it anyway.
What say you about that, Big Haas? You're a big 2A guy about permitless carry.
Hey,
I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. Permit. You got to have a permit. You need a license to drive.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not rocket science. I mean, come on.
You know, you don't need a permit. Just go grab yourself a gun. You don't need any training. You don't need to have taken a class. You don't need to have done anything. Just, you know what? Just grab whatever you like.
If you have $200, then
my channel, because just like you have a lot of jobs, you have to take a psych eval. I think they should have to do that to buy a gun,
right?
Just to see how crazy you are.
Or if they need to just put a little X on your paper, little red circle, little something. Okay. Keep an eye on that one,
right?
Because I was very, very slow to purchasing anything until I got married. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to need something in this house because ain't nobody coming up in here.
And sometimes you need something, a little bit of something, little, as Steven Seagal would say, fire on your side. Yeah. You know what I mean? You better get your CCL if you don't have it.
I want to get one. I have a hot pink gun I want to get.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because if you have to shoot somebody with that hot pink gun, the state will use that against you. They'll say, she bought this pretty gun, so she wanted to use it. Don't buy anything. This is what the concealed carry guy sold us in class. Don't buy anything but a black gun. Because if you buy anything else, it's like you're fetishizing it.
Right.
Your desire, you have a latent desire.
You mean like Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah.
You saw me take a drink. That was unfair. Unfair.
You know, just like militarizing the police. You give them all these toys. What do they want to do? They want to use them.
You know? They didn't need. I was living in St. Louis when Ferguson happened, and let me tell you something. They have no need for MRAPs in North Side St. Louis. There's no valleys, trenches to go through. There's no landmines. They don't need armored personnel carriers and MRAPs to be going through the hood.
You know where they definitely don't need armored personnel carriers? Fucking Vermont.
What's going on? The beaver's out of control again?
There's police departments in Vermont that they got a fucking tank and they're just driving it around. They have no use for it.
That's stupid. No, but we have hungry and homeless people. That are veterans, so let's give the cops veterans toys.
Tax and Amazon.
Sell them. We don't need them. What do we need all those tanks for? Who's gonna tank us? Canada? No one's coming over here in tanks. Calm down, American government. Number 5 point I like is a better future for all. Because I'm not sure. How's your time looking? How are we looking?
I'm okay.
Okay. A better future for all. Like, that sounds nice. But what you mean when you say that?
Well, like I was talking about earlier, I have, I've been a life and business transformation coach for 20 years. So I'm all about resolving and addressing core issues. So part of that, I have a child wellness program that I would like to get into schools. Like I said, it would teach healthy life skills. Same thing with, creating those life centers in impoverished neighborhoods to help uplift and transform those neighborhoods. We have to take care of the environment. I mean, that is an issue. I have family members that live by that Tiger Creek power plant down in Dallas, Ohio, that leaks everything. I had family members that live right across the street, and they live right across the street from that plant. They got cancer and died. My grandma, she lived over the hill from that plant, so all of that pollution would fly over and it would settle in her yard. So if you walk down the hill, your feet would be black by the time you got to the bottom of the hill. You know, we have to do things to protect the planet, and there's a lot. There's a lot that we need to do. There's a lot, you know, that we should be doing that we're not doing, that are just common sense, bipartisan issues that we need to really take care of, to take care of the people.
So. I just thought of this thing. I'm going to type up a thing for it. You're going to like this one. Oh, you're muted, Big House.
When you talk about all of the money that is involved that people in power would be losing, that's how things get gummed up. You know, I mean, we've had electric cars for God knows how long. You know what I mean? I mean, they made movies about how certain people made advances with cars and they got disappeared or your technology gets bought and then shelved in order to save the established money that's being brought in. And it's progress is unfortunately a lot of times at the will of those in power and when they will allow it to be released. You know, just like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, what did they do? They demonized it and talked trash about it and downed it as much as they could until they could figure out ways to monetize it for themselves.
Right.
Then JPMorgan Chase started buying in. Then Bank of America started buying in. When they figured out how they could monetize it, you know, then all of a sudden there's this, oh yeah, it's pretty good. But before that, this is junk. This is nothing, da 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 da. Trying to persuade the masses to stay away from it until they could figure out how to get in, buy up huge positions in Bitcoin and things of that nature after they figured out how they could monetize, how they could make it for their gain.
Typical. A couple of...
They have to get the big money out of politics, out of government.
Yeah.
This mummert fellow has returned. I've seen estimates, Ohio as much as 60% Democrat lean, just are not engaged voters and are suppressed. One of the better senators is a Dem from Ohio, Sherrod Brown. She's just got out the vote. Ohio voter registration, I think, is his thing. And then he has the numbers here. This is all him.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me. Those numbers are me.
Oh, look at you.
I bring the facts.
Big man. 947,000 Dem, 836,000 Republican, and 6,196,547 unaffiliated.
And that's always the tricky part is like,
yeah, because
technically
that reads Republican to me.
Yeah.
They don't want to say it.
There are more registered Dems, but those unaffiliateds, like, they probably swing conservative. Like,
they'll say they're Libertarians or Green Party or something like that, but then they'll vote with the conservatives.
You always got to watch out for the unaffiliated voter because you never know which way they're going to go. And no one really targets them.
They're the Susan Collins of voters.
They are. What makes a man neutral?
Don't ask me what a woman is.
Most disrespect. Oh, I'll ask you that next. So Ohio voter registration. Do you know this young Sherrod Brown? Is Sherrod a guy, girl?
Sherrod Brown, our senator. Yeah, he's great.
So are you implementing that kind of stuff? Are you working with him? Tell us more about, I don't know about the voting situation in Ohio. So if you could expound on that a little bit.
No, I'm definitely, I'm really targeting minorities and women and, the hardworking American. That's what I'm working on in my campaign. I think I give a very unique voice. Like I mentioned earlier, I can represent a lot of people. And so that's what I'm doing. So as far as how people can help, volunteer for my campaign. So you can help me work the phones. If you're not in Ohio, if you are, boots on the ground or grassroots, knocking on doors to help me get out that vote, pushing my posts on social media. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm going to start a TikTok page.
TikToker. You going to get on a TikToker?
I haven't done it yet. Yeah.
Here we go. She's gonna be over there doing the latest dance. Gonna be over there doing the.
It's gonna be like Mayhem. She's gonna be like Mayhem.
She got all the moves, all the new dance trends coming from Tammy's TikTok coming soon. You heard it here first. Everyone's gonna be going there just like all warmed up, just like ready for some dancing.
I think I'll just like make fun of Jim Jordan all the time and you know.
Oh, right, that reminds me.
It's not hard.
No, right?
Here's a new thing.
I don't know how anyone could vote for him. He hasn't done anything in 15 years.
No, but he's very shouty. That's his thing.
He's about to start doing stuff real soon.
I looked up his congressional record. He's only written one bill in the last
term. Yeah, in 15 years. 15 years.
It was a really good bill, though.
I've done
more
than he has. I'm not even in office yet. I'm working on two bills right now. I'm backing other bills. So the other ones I'm backing is OT-40, which would stop taxing overtime. It would stop taxing bonuses 10,000 and under. I'm also backing to stop taxing Social Security for our seniors. It's like double taxing them. It's double dipping. That's right. Not right. I'm kind of with like this very common sense Democrats that are running for office like me that have solutions that we're going ahead and, you know, getting that ball rolling for the things that we want to do in office.
So I have a question for you regarding that then. You said earlier that you wanted to tax corporations more. What do you think that the corporate tax rate should be and what the alternative minimum tax for corporations should be?
Oh, wow. I don't have the numbers on that.
The current rate, I believe, is 25% on corporations. And the alternative minimum tax, I think, is 15%.
Wow. I don't have the numbers on that. I don't want to say something that's like...
I like that, Tammy. Thank you.
I don't want to give an uneducated answer to that, but thank you for asking. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, no problem. My wife is a tax accountant, so all that stuff is just in my brain.
Okay. So what do you think would be fair? Let me ask you.
I mean, under the Obama administration, the corporate tax rate was like 36%, I believe, or 35%.
And then Trump reversed that or something?
Yeah, and then Trump made it 25%.
So 40%?
800%?
I mean, 33 million an hour? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I just think of all the people that are homeless and starving, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem right to me.
What's your take on unions?
Oh, love unions. I back unions.
Yeah. What is your take on the anti-union policy that like big corporations like Amazon have?
Did you watch The American Factory on Netflix?
I haven't, but I will.
The factory in Lima, which is in my district, by the way. They did a whole a Chinaman came in and bought the factory and because the General Motors plant shut down, so a outside businessman came in and bought the factory, and so he does not want any unions. He hired a whole team to discredit unions, and they did a whole hit job on the whole union. It's just terrible. You gotta watch it. It's really
I will.
The working conditions that these people are working in it's terrible. Their pay went from like $28 to $14 an hour. I mean, it's insane. And they have no protection by the unions because he will not back it. But all these people, this is the problem. Ohio needs jobs. We need jobs, jobs, jobs. And so one of my goals is to bring digital jobs to Ohio. Because factories are being replaced by robots anyway. So digital jobs, that's something that people would actually need to get good training on and, use their brain and they would get higher pay. It's something that they wouldn't be able to, you know, get replaced with. So, that is something that I'm checking into, but no, I back unions. Absolutely.
And here, a new segment that, Dutch will probably veto, but we'll just ignore him and do it anyway. What's one thing we should know about your opponent?
Jim Jordan, that he tolerates sex abuse. He's an insurrectionist. The list goes on. He's a loudmouth that doesn't do anything. He's a terrible, horrible human being. He should be in jail. I don't know.
He's an insurrectionist. That's the best one, really.
Well, you know, we're filing a lawsuit against him because he's in violation of the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Because in the Constitution, it says if you are a member of, you know, Congress or government office, you can't be a part of an insurrection. So, you know, he's in violation there. So we're trying to get him off the ballot. So my goal is to win the primary and then have his ass go to jail. And then I would just win by default. I think that would be awesome.
They approve.
That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
I like this plan.
Me too. I'm like, I say it all the time. I'm like, speaking it into reality.
I think we asked this, or maybe it was on another stream I was on. Can you win a seat in prison?
Technically, yes. Being a criminal doesn't prevent you from being a member of Congress.
They don't let you vote.
So you can be in jail and a congressperson?
Yeah, if you read the Constitution, it does not prohibit you from being a member of Congress.
But well, that explains it.
Yeah, they can take away your right to vote, but not your right to be an elected official. No, it happened. So in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut, we had a mayor who went to jail for 17 counts of fraud.
Damn.
And election campaign finance violations.
You are fraud.
He went to jail for like 5 years, got out, and then got reelected as mayor of Bridgeport. Being a felon.
You can't even get a regular job being a felon.
Exactly.
He said, screw it, I'm running for mayor. I can't get that job.
Well, there we go. Oh, my God. I'm going to mention that tomorrow on my Ohio Dave Empathy.
Now,
if you can't get a job down the street, just get
a government. For alderman.
I don't know if there's maybe some sort of Ohio-specific law that would prevent him from running for Congress if he was in prison. But nationally, according to the Constitution, it is not a requirement. It doesn't disbar you from being an elected, even president.
See, Haas, we might have a chance after all. You could literally come up out the jail and go straight to the platform.
We don't have
the
complexion for the protection.
You just have to be over a certain age. That's really it. There's no other requirements.
You got to have the complexion for the protection.
We in Illinois anyway. Our politicians, they don't get out of jail.
Nope.
Well, I take that back. Your boy Chester Cheeto let old Blago out.
Oh, yeah.
Blago.
Yeah. Hey. I'm talking about a U.S. Senate seat here.
This thing is fucking golden.
What I'm talking about is a golden ticket.
Tammy, are you familiar with the ridiculousness of Illinois governorships? What is it now? 4 out of 5?
Yeah. 3 out of 5? Something like that, yeah.
3 out of 5 of our last governors are in jail.
What? Oh, my God.
I think it's 3 or 4. Oh, I think it's 3 because Blago got out.
Blago's out.
George Ryan is still in.
George Ryan is in.
Connecticut's got a governor in jail. Former governor.
All our governors be in jail. Ever since my whole life.
But Oberwise isn't in jail.
Okay, he's out. His milk is on point, though. That chocolate milk. Oof.
And
we have that huge scandal here. Larry Householder embezzling $61 million. And he's the only one that's been fired. And it's like, you know, there had to be other people behind that.
Oh, nobody else knew about that.
No, I worked alone.
$61 million. How does that go unchecked?
As long as I keep $1 in this bank account so that it stays open, that check is coming. So yeah, I worked alone. All by myself.
That's what you gotta say because you don't want to get clipped in jail.
Look, I'm just trying to do my time and go home.
Right.
Get my $8 million in a bank account.
It's buried in a field somewhere. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go to an oak tree.
Be an old man on a rocking chair,
right,
sitting there.
Old man on
He's
rocking
got
chair.
Three riddles that you gotta answer.
Where do sleeping dogs fly? You must say, into the westward wind.
I got a good one for you. Our governor that was in jail, he went to jail for letting people give him gifts such as additions to his house. Yeah. He gave out contracts to people who built additions, a second floor, onto his house.
That's the kind of gifts I need.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you are bad friends. And sorry, Tammy, you never bought me an addition to my house either. On so the you're plus side, bad so guests. Like,
on the plus side, you can come and use the pool whenever you want.
Yeah.
Come swim whenever you want.
So you got your cronies to build you a pool. Okay, I see now. I see how it is. It's the Illinois way.
You can sit on the deck. You can swim in the pool. You can sit in the sunroom and chill.
That's more my speed. You know, I love
sitting in the sunroom and chilling. I got to get a new little love seat in there though, because I've sat there so many times. It's kind of
worn a groove into it. You got your spot.
Yeah, I got my spot.
Yeah, because no one else wants to sit there because it's all.
It's low.
It's a low rider now. Awesome. Do you want to plug it real quick in case any listeners are out there in Ohio?
Oh yeah, come tomorrow at the Ohio State House at 2:00 in the atrium. We have a whole list of speakers. Senator Herschel Craig, he's going to do the proclamation. Joyce Beatty, either she or someone from her office is going to do a resolution. I'm going to be speaking, of course. It's going to be a really good event. So we have Ohio is number one in gun violence, human trafficking, drugs. I mean, we're in a really tough spot right now in Central Ohio and Columbus. It's really terrible. So we're going to be talking about all of those things.
Is it at the State House's website?
I don't know if it's listed on the website. Is it?
Mm-mm. I was trying to find it real quick. A lot of Civil War reenacting, though. Because that's a thing.
Oh, it's a thing everywhere. I mean, everywhere the Civil War happened.
that Vegas? You don't...
Nolan's a Civil War maybe not Civil War. I think he does. No, he does the Civil War and World War II. He does reenacting for that.
Well, I mean, it's still going on in the South, right? I mean, I went to Tennessee once. They called me a Yankee. I'm like, Yankee? I don't live that far. But it was so great. Thank you guys so much for having me on. It was so fun. I just love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. once you win, you got to promise that you'll come back.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I hope I win the primary, and then it's on to the general.
Bum, bum, bum.
Good luck.
Yeah,
best of luck. All right, let's roll that intro. All right.
Big on America.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Proof the deep state is real in America.
The media said what? Ha, ha, ha!
Patently false fake news.
Your organization's terrible.
This is the kind of thing that just tickles my balls.
Want to have a rousing discussion about truth, honor, patriotism?
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
They be fighting the power, talking about social issues, politics, you know what I'm saying?
Three punches!
I enjoy Big Hoss.
And I'm smoking my cigar, of course.
Am I allowed to talk?
No, not right now.
You crazy Dutch bastard!
Mikey, you're getting a bit upset here.
Mikey, you can edit.
My favorite podcast.
Kick names, take ass.
There's no going back. You've changed things.
forever.
Get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Big on America.
You've heard others, but nothing could prepare you for the shameful stupidity that is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Hear Imran.
So if you offend everyone at once, it's a wash. I've covered everybody.
Anthony.
Sorry, I was texting. Say that again.
And Rug Boy.
Yeah, whenever there's a snowstorm, my Slack hole tightens up.
As they talk over one another.
Just exactly the same as JS
Terminator.
We're talking over each other. It's fine.
Sorry.
Swear.
I had boobies.
And ask you for money.
Just give us the money.
The Jock and Nerd Podcast.
It's campy, silly, goofy fun. Jock and Nerd.
Hey, come back.
Big on America.